Maria Padilla, MARIA PADILLA. 1-15-71-11-20-24. This is a 53-year-old woman who works in the kitchen of the El Burrito, ELBURITO, right, El Burrito?
Yes.
Yeah. Restaurant here in Cleveland, Texas. She comes in complaining of low back pain. It started Saturday after she bent over. Pain does go down. It does go down the leg? I can't remember. Yeah, down through the buttocks on both sides. She has had no neurological emergency signs, i.e. bowel and bladder dysfunction, or loss of control, period. In the paragraph, she's normally pretty healthy. She's 53 years old. She does keep up with her maintenance exam, mammogram up to date, colonoscopy up to date. She's gained some weight, and the weight gain has caused some problems, like her reflux is getting worse, and she's had issues with reflux causing a cough that she was concerned about. A couple of years ago, she had a chest x-ray done, or chest CT done, because of a fall and rib fracture, but has not had any other issues and problems. Her weight's actually staying at 214 for the past year or so, which is pretty stable for her. Family history is positive for hypertension, no colon cancer, and stroke. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, married, four pregnancies, two living children. Again, maintenance up to date, as above. COVID up to date, 2 years ago. Allergy, none. Medications, none. Surgery, none. Medical problems, none. Review of system as above. 214 pounds, 97%, 98.6, 20, 88, 120 over 70. Heart positive, small positive, still lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, neck shrug, JVD, skin shows, no rash, arm, mucosal, damage, no jugular, non focal. Period. Assessment number one, as far as reflux is concerned, we looked at a gallbladder again, which is within normal limits. Number two, she does have a fatty liver as before. Number three, we did a chest x-ray to see what the cough is caused by. Her chest x-ray is normal. I think the cough is caused by reflux. Number four, she does have a history of reflux. She takes Prilosec PRN. Number five, I told her to take the Prilosec daily. Numbers, whatever number it is. Next number, carotid stenosis, no change. Next number, echocardiogram shows no change from last year. Next number, I told her she needs to exercise. Next number, we talked about GLP-1. Next number, I'm going to give her a prescription for GLP-1 after we get a blood work back, so I have something to fight the insurance company with. Next number, palpitation. Next number, low back pain. As far as the low back pain is concerned, she has no radiculopathy, no neuropathy. I'm going to put her on Decodron 8 milligram, Toradol 60 milligram, then treat her with Mobic 15-15, and then Medrol dose pack at home. Next number, it's good to keep her off work for a couple of days if she wants to. Next number is no lifting over 10 pounds. Next number is minimal activity. Next number, let's recheck her again in next week. Next time we're going to get blood work today. Next time his maintenance exam is up to date. Next time is lose weight. Next time is maybe a candidate for GLP-1. Next number, ample time was given for patient to ask questions before leaving the office. Thank you.